The city of Ellettsville's fire department will now only respond to life-threatening calls. Ellettsville Fire Chief Mike Kornman says he needs to reduce the number of calls his fire department responds to in order to stay within their budget and current staffing levels.
Right now, we go to every 911 call for EMS in Ellettsville, Richland Township, and we have been doing that since 1997.
Kornman's remarks were made during the Ellettsville Town Council meeting last week. During the meeting, Kornman told the town council that non-life-threatening calls accounted for about half of the total calls Ellettsville Fire Department responds to.
And the amount of simultaneous calls that we're getting, example is today, we had three calls at the same time today. You know, we may get five times a day, but all five may be just, within a few minutes of each other. So, and 2 weeks ago, on a call that was non-life-threatening in nature, a very far area outside of the town near the Owen Monroe County line in Richland Township, we had an active alarm at the senior citizens home here in Ellettsville, Richland Senior Citizens. There was a reason why the alarm went off, because smoke was in the building, because there was a fire in the kitchen. Luckily, there was a upwardly mobile neighbor that was able to go over and extinguish the fire before we got there. However, the response time would have been probably 7 to 9 minutes from our station on Curry Pike. These things happen on a regular basis now. That's something we're trying to avoid.
Kornman says his fire department operates on an annual budget of about $1 million. Each of the department's two fire stations are staffed with two firemen and average five calls a day. Kornman drew comparisons to Van Buren Township's fire department, which has a budget of $1.5 million but averages only three calls a day. He also compared Ellettsville to the Northern Monroe Fire Territory, which has a larger budget but still averages about two calls per day.
We're doing a lot of calls for a whole lot less money, and it shows in the daily usage of our equipment and really the wear and tear on our personnel, the chief resource.
Kornman says the Ellettsville Fire Department also experiences a high turnover rate in personnel as a result of the staff-to-run ratio.
Remember, we did lose two full-time firefighters to Northern Monroe because they have less runs and they have more time for training, more commensurate to the style of fire protection that they're accustomed to.
The fire chief says he's working with the county's central emergency dispatch to only alert the Ellettsville Fire Department to life-threatening calls. Town Council members Scott Oldham, Scott Thomas, and Kevin Ferris voiced their support for the change. Council President Oldham said he trusts Kornman's judgment.
This is the chief's desire. It's well thought out. It is well articulated, and I don't second guess the chief purely. I think just my own two cents, yeah, it's a good move. But even if I thought otherwise, it's the chief's department to run, and I think we need to stand behind him and approve what he's asked for.
Council members Bryce Teeter and Brian Mobley were absent from the meeting. Kornman says the decision to only respond to life-threatening calls is currently in effect.